What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today on the Back Row Fantasy Show, we talk week 7 sits and starts, and I'm back, so we're going to talk a bunch of stuff non-related to football coming up on the Back Row Fantasy Show.
Welcome to the Back Row Fantasy Show with your hosts Jeremy Barker and Aaron Arms.
I am back, thank God.
Can you do your call to action?
Let's talk about premarital coitus.
No.
Okay. You're so much better at the call to action.
No, it's your job. You're the host.
Really? Okay. God.
Do your job.
Let me
do your job.
And know my role, I guess. All right. So, Back Row Fantasy Show. You can find us at the Back Row Show on Twitter. Be sure to leave a rate and review on Apple Podcasts, if at all possible. Does nothing but help the show out. And you could also donate to the show. Shit, I could even throw that in there. Link is in every podcast player. Welcome. What else did I miss on the call to action, Arms?
I mean, they could donate, or they could rate other podcast players too, but whatever.
As none are as importante.
Which is
importante.
Weird. And I know Apple's like mega huge, but
they're biggish.
Yeah.
They're biggish.
But then nobody cares. Like the advertisers, like, oh yeah, you know, you got 25,000 followers on Podbean. Yeah, okay, whatever.
I'm just really thrown off right now.
25,000 listens.
I was our arbitrary number.
Okay.
You threw me off. You know, we started off wrong.
If we had that on iTunes, it'd be like, here's the money.
Right.
Here's my mic on. Hux. Hux, see you right.
Hi.
Hi. I mean, anytime you want to talk, you'll have to speak.
I was trying to. Are you guys listening to me?
Let's give Hux.
Is your mic on?
30 seconds.
I'm just joking.
I hear him on the outside of my headphones. I don't hear him on the inside.
You just threw me off. You didn't do Arms to my left, Hux to my right.
You know what? He didn't.
I'm just so excited.
Just start over.
I'm just so excited. Hold on.
You don't have to really start over.
No, wait. Watch. There we go. Hey, it's Mark coming at you. Back Row Fantasy Show. I'm back. And as always, I've got Arms to my left.
Good morning.
I got Hux to my right.
All right.
And
let's go.
Oh, I didn't want you to talk that much. And I got Neil. I got Neil down in West Virginia. Hey.
Thanks, Neil.
Hey,
Neil.
Hey, guys. What's up, guys? It's me, Neil.
Had a great time with Neil. I love Neil. Neil's a fun dude. So I'm back. Arms held down the ship last week.
It's
admirably.
Yeah,
admirably.
It was no good.
It was you were excellent. Excellent. Hux and Lambert held the show down by not speaking for the first three minutes. Arms is like, so guys, let's talk about the game last night. Chirp, 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 chirp.
I mean, it was literally like
the
2 seconds.
Giants and Niners game, or Giants and Patriots.
And then they were like, but we don't really watch football.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I'm one of them cable cutters. I don't have cable at my house.
I do at my house.
Doesn't mean
come
you can't
over.
Watch football.
Come on over.
I know. I stream it where I can find it.
Red Zone, man. Download Sling, Red Zone.
Download Sling. You can't just download Sling. You got to buy Sling.
You don't have $35 just for football season.
That's why I cut cable.
Well, I mean, just for football season. $35 a month just for football season. What are we talking?
I did a week free trial to Sling.
$140 isn't worth it to you, huh? No football. All season of football for about $140.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Suck on that, Hux. I'm so glad I'm back.
So let's talk about the game last night. All right.
Who played?
Was there a game?
What? Seriously?
I was probably watching an Adam Sandler flick.
Okay. So the Chiefs rolled up the Broncos. Matt Moore comes in for injured Patrick Mahomes.
Played well.
117 yards and a touchdown. Mahomes only had 76 and a touchdown. Do we have a quarterback controversy?
Oh, my God.
I'm just joking. I'm entirely
probably
joking.
For what? The next probably 6 weeks?
3 weeks.
Three to 6 weeks?
Apparently, the MRI came back the best case scenario.
Right. Dislocated knee, you know.
No structural damage.
No structural damage. Yeah. 3-4 weeks. If he does a Saquon Herculean kind of thing, he could be back in two. Wouldn't put it past Patrick Mahomes. But
now, if they win the next three, do they just keep sitting them out until they need them?
When is their bye? Their bye is, what, 11?
I feel 12. Like 12.
12.
12.
If they win the next three, I mean, that puts them...
That's the next 4 weeks until their bye. So theoretically, they could hold sit them out 4 weeks to the bye. That, yeah, I'd say that's the likely scenario, I think.
So, yeah.
Unless lose the next 2 weeks and he's, okay, I can give it a go, then throw him in.
I'll tell you what, I got to say real quick, I was terrified when it happened because I'm facing Den in our league of record, which, you know, means definitely no easy win.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, man, this is not the week I need Patrick Mahomes to go out, not against the undefeated team in our league of record. Thank God. Like, Patty Mahomes put up 10 for me. Worst case scenario, that helps because Damian Williams put up 4 for him and some other Williams linebacker he had put up like 3.5. So we're talking 7.5. I'm up. One player versus his two, and I'm up. And thank God, no Todd Gurley. I don't even know who his second back is. He's playing James Conner's on bye. So
Gurley's playing this week. So,
well, that's fine. I mean,
does he have Damian Wilson?
Is that the linebacker for KC?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, that's him. So
he's been doing well, by the way.
Yeah.
It's kind of shocking.
Yeah. Silver linings. Like, I shouldn't be too worried. If I face a couple weaker opponents the next couple weeks with Mahomes out, Gardner Minshew can get it done for me. My backup, Gardner Minshew. So now that premarital coitus, never mind.
Are you effed without Patrick Mahomes?
If it's just 2 or 3 weeks, you just got to play your cards right. You just have to do a
Foles
extra
too, right?
Special job of picking.
You have Foles and Minshew, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
But you
said Foles is supposed to start practicing this week, so.
Will they give him the job back?
I mean, they're 2-4.
That's true.
It's not like, Minshew's doing it's not like they're winning a bunch of games.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But is it Minshew's fault they're not?
No, but no. It's not Foles'
fault
he got hurt.
He paid him all that money. Yeah.
You're going to give him his job back.
I just wonder.
I don't think it's 100%, though.
Minshew's 9 touchdowns, 2 interceptions so far. That's pretty good.
It's definitely not Minshew's fault.
So
it is. I mean, if they put Foles in and he has a bad game or two, is he on a short leash? Is that something we could say?
I think a short leash.
Probably depends on how much of his contract is guaranteed, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, it is what it is.
So Bauer did join our live chat for our stream, apparently just now. So he missed all the great stuff we said about him.
Wow.
But I guess we'll start out with a quick question since it's Bauer. He says, nice shirt arms. Dynasty Rewind, our good buddy Michael Bauer.
Does that show still exist?
Barely.
Yeah, I mean, they don't ever put out episodes anymore.
Well,
I'm a little upset about that.
Ever since that bad trade offer from Michael Bauer, the host of the Dynasty Rewind, they have dropped off. Their listenership's dropped off. I mean, all publicity is not good publicity. When we say Bauer and the Rewind need to take a step back, folks are going to hear it. They're going to hear it, and they're going to take a step back. I'm just
two,
playing.
Maybe even three people will hear that.
Yeah, at least three. Three to seven.
Yeah, we're all in the same room.
Three to seven. He says, hey, guys. Hey, actually, he says, hey, guys. Thoughts on Kenny Young in Baltimore? No, I have none. I don't think he's going to play much. I don't think it's going to revive his career. No. No, I'm good. No Kenny Young for me. Kenny Rogers, yes.
Kenny Young left Baltimore, right?
He got traded in the deal for...
Where did he go to?
Marcus Peters. Kenny Young?
The Rams.
Oh, he said in Baltimore. You're wrong. Bauer, you silly. Kenny Young went from Baltimore to the Rams.
I'm like, that doesn't make sense because he was the backup in Baltimore last year.
Yeah, he's going to be the backup in
LA. He's
the
backup.
He's going to be the backup in LA.
Yeah, he's definitely a backup material in LA. No, I honestly don't even understand why the Rams would make the trade.
I mean, they had to move Marcus Peters to free up cap room for Jalen Ramsey.
Okay, that does make sense.
But Kenny Young, I didn't think was carrying that much cap room. Well,
Kenny Young's cheap. He's still on his rookie deal. Yeah.
I'm not sure why they didn't just take the picks. Maybe they think Kenny Young could be a role player for him. Who knows? See, Bauer's got us all dyslexic with his like thoughts on Kenny Young and Baltimore. Thanks, Bauer. Ruining his show and ruining ours.
Shut up. He's got a great show.
We love Bauer. Bauer's a great dude. If only his co-hosts, hopefully you're listening, will show up on time. Arms is here a half hour early.
Usually is.
Hux is not ever on time, but he shows up.
I'm here.
He does show up. So... Patty Mahomes, injury, kind of puts teams into a panic. What else is going on in the league right now? Green Bay, I think if you're a Devontae Adams, Marquez Valdez-Scantling owner, Aaron Rodgers owner.
How about Aaron Jones owner?
Aaron Jones owner. You can't feel comfortable with Green Bay right now at any skill position because their wide receivers are depleted. Their tight end is Jimmy Graham. Their running backs are taking turns.
Yeah.
After Aaron Jones runs for four touchdowns, then Jamal Williams is the guy. So
what did he do last week? Legitimately crazy, like 35 yards. Four touchdowns, then like 35 yards.
Right. Not good. I traded Aaron Jones in a league based off of this situation. Then Aaron Jones was making me eat crow. I was like, crap, I should not have traded Aaron Jones. But now I feel okay about it again because it's becoming a Patriots-type situation. Maybe not that to that degree.
So I still think Aaron Jones is the back to own.
Yeah,
agreed. But I'll be honest with you. I'm shopping. I'm going to try to play this Jamal Williams thing off as a fluke and get Aaron Jones off my roster.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
I like Aaron Jones. I think he's the most talented running back on that roster. But kind of with you in the situation, I keep thinking the cream's going to rise, and then they bring back Jamal Williams, and he runs for like 100 and some total yards with a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty good himself.
Yeah, I know.
And now with the receiver injuries, I mean, they're both going to have a role still. So, I mean.
I guess what I was saying is after the four touchdown game, I would have been trying to sell Aaron Jones at that
Williams
point.
Didn't play that game, though, so.
I know.
Just saying.
It's scary to try to deal him because you're like, oh, crap. But I got to keep this guy now.
But my point on that, Hux, is after the dude puts up four touchdowns, you just look at the guy like, he ain't giving up no carries to Jamal Williams. Look at it. He just put up four touchdowns in a game. He's a stud.
I mean.
Sell.
Yeah.
I guess sell high. That's what I'm saying. Sell high.
Yeah. You could have tried right then. Now you're just going to take what you can get.
So, Aaron Rodgers. Thoughts?
I mean,
historically low season for him, I believe.
Yeah, so I mean,
right
it's not having
after,
a,
right after you
not having a typical.
You acquired him. Recently.
I acquired him on the low, and he actually performed well last week.
Yeah,
I gave a first rounder, but which is most likely going to be a later first rounder
to who you call the most overrated fantasy quarterback in history.
Yeah, he absolutely is. But almost any.
I like the trade. Don't give me
any
wrong.
Quarterback taken in the first round of a startup. Is overrated outside of Patrick Mahomes and
now that's overrated. He's hurt.
I said he was going to have trouble doing what he did last year, and he wasn't on pace to do it.
No, but he's still the floor is so safe.
I agree. He's the best quarterback in the league, fantasy wise, but he wasn't going to put up 50 touchdowns again.
No, I'm really happy that I got him in the second round of most of my redraft leagues. I didn't want to take him in the first. Kenyon Drake is reportedly on the trade block. Miami's looking for a trade partner. Kind of saw this coming. I mean, there's no reason to hold on to him.
Yeah, I've seen a few reports that said that this will be his last game at the Miami Dolphin.
I I believe it 100%. I mean, the Miami media was talking Kenyon Drake up, or not Kenyon Drake, but Mark Walton. See, Bauer, you just got me all off key. Mark Walton, Miami's been talking him up. As soon as I saw that, I was like, Kenyon Drake's getting traded. There's no reason, like, even if he looks good, you don't make it so public. Multiple outlets in Miami don't talk about Mark Walton unless something's going on. Miami put that seed out there. That way Dolphins fans are like, I'm not upset. We got Mark Walton.
Yay. He did look good last week.
He did. And I think he'll be fine.
Every I'd league I want to pick Mark Walton. Walton. Yep. Just because I'm like, you know what? I need a little bit of depth. He's already on a roster. I'm like, what the
fuck? Yeah.
By the way, he was on pace to going into last week's or last night's game. He was on pace to a third for 42. I could see you.
Yeah, well, I knew he had. Was he at 15 now? Because he had one last night.
He was at 14. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah, I was doing the math in my head when I did that.
Speaking of the on pace,
that would be 42 over 18 games. By the way, so obviously they play 16, so about 38.
Speaking of the on pace, have you guys recently looked up a player's name on Google, and the first result is some. I don't know if it's a new website or an existing that's grown, but now when I look up a player, one of the first results is like a picture box saying Cortland Sutton is currently on pace to be the number 18 wide receiver in fantasy. Like, it's giving projections for fantasy football as opposed to, well, I guess not just fantasy. It's also giving projections as to where they'll finish in the NFL at their position.
Well, that's not on Google. I just tried it.
It happened to me all day today. Now you're going to make me feel like I'm crazy.
I literally looked up Cortland Sutton and it had nothing.
Really?
I mean, it's got his stuff, but it's it doesn't say any. It doesn't have the little box there. I'm so disappointed. I was beyond pumped for it.
Maybe it's the word fantasy afterwards. Oh well, I'll find it. But whatever. It was something different.
What are you
pretty
lying
weird
for?
Speaking of Cortland Sutton, he had another solid
hurt
game.
My feelings
last night, despite Joe Flacco being god awful,
and the Broncos say they're sticking with Flacco.
What in God's name?
Six catches, 87 yards. I mean,
like, I thought Flacco was going to have a decent season. Ton of talent around.
What happened?
What is wrong with him?
I don't know what happened.
Like, I mean, is there an injury? We like Peyton Manning's neck that we just don't know about. Like, what's going on, Joe?
He's just not very good.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't. I don't know. I just don't know what happened. The talent's there.
Yeah, I mean, the Broncos have much more offensive talent than what the Ravens did. Sutton, one, Sanders,
the number
Lindsay.
One Google search for Cortland Sutton is what number is Cortland Sutton?
That must be why he slid so far in redrafts.
Oh, so great.
So we're basically at almost exactly the midway point of the regular season of fantasy football. I didn't quite prepare for this. Maybe the next episode we will. But off the top of you fellers' heads, who is poised for a second half breakout and who is poised to fall off a cliff?
Second half breakout?
Even if you've only got one name in mind.
Oh,
just
I know he's lost a little bit of snap count, but he did a lot with what he got last week, and that's Miles Sanders.
He's their best receiving back all of a sudden. There's not much need for Sproles.
He looked awesome. I mean, he did. Three touchdowns, three touches, 86 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah, he runs really good short routes and has acceleration.
So put him in there. The more
I agree with that.
The more shine he has in the passing game, obviously just makes him that much more valuable in the running game.
I'll stick with the rookie running back. I'll go Devin Singletary. Comes back from injury this week. And I think as the season goes on, he's going to take more of the lead role there, even though Gore's actually looked pretty good. But he's 36, and he's got to decline at some point.
Does he, though?
No.
Keep saying that about Brady, don't we?
Yeah, but Brady doesn't take the beating that Gore does.
I'm going to roll with a rookie running back as well. I think David Montgomery figures it out over the next 5 to 6 weeks and does the things we were expecting him to do. So I like Montgomery. I'll throw Baker Mayfield in there, too. No way he can play that bad for a whole season. I'm not buying it.
Watch him prove you wrong.
I just can't see it.
I hope you're right. I hope he turned it around.
I do, too, because I love Baker. He seems ultra relatable, and it's just like, what in God's name?
Isn't it crazy how the shine is off of Baker. Like, we've just, fantasy owners especially, I've seen him dropped in redraft leagues. Like, fantasy owners are done with Baker Mayfield.
He's behind Derek Carr. Listen, I'm a Raiders fan, but Carr's got, like, I don't know, 8 touchdowns on the year. Baker's performing like 4 or 5 spots in as far as points per game behind him. Like, it's awful. It's awful. I mean, and you're right. He's got to be better than this. Look at the talent he has. Nick Chubb about to get Kareem Hunt, you know, and then receivers out the ass. I mean, you've got Odell Beckham
walking right out of that ass.
Odell Beckham Jr. You've got Jarvis Landry, Callaway. I know Njoku's hurt.
Dropping passes. That's part of Baker's problem.
Yeah. But stop throwing them to him.
Exactly.
He was like, but I kept throwing them to Njoku. He dropped it and they caught the next one.
Yeah, bring in Dez Bryant, son.
Yeah, there you go.
They don't need another mouth to feed, though.
Yeah, they do. The other guys aren't catching balls. I mean, Odell Beckham's solid. Jarvis Landry's solid. But they need a possession guy not named Jarvis Landry. They need a guy like an Auden Tate right now. I know the Bengals aren't doing anything, but they need a guy that can run a 8-yard out, turn around, and out jump a guy for the ball. That's not Beckham's game. That's not Landry's game.
Auden Tate is still running his 40, which is proof that speed isn't all that matters for success in the NFL. He may never be elite, but he's looking good.
I'm very happy with my Auden Tate pickups. I mean, so much so that I've traded Tyler Boyd this week.
Oh, wow.
This past week.
I did. I saw that.
Yeah. I was in a deal for David Montgomery. Miles Sanders. Trade Miles Sanders. Anyways. I just can't see Baker suffering like this. I mean, something's going to happen. Ricky Seals-Jones, something. I don't know. But he's a guy that I
Ricky Seals-Jones looked good in Cleveland.
He just needs an offense that will get him the ball. I know, like, Arizona runs that crazy offense where Kyler Murray, who's playing really well, by the way, is spreading the ball all over the place except for the tight end again.
And except for the end zone.
3 touchdowns last week.
Okay, what's that bringing to, like, 5 on the year?
Stop it.
Stop. Kyler Murray's killing it in fantasy land.
Oh, no, he's running a lot.
Yeah.
That's turned out so well for so many quarterbacks in the past.
You know what? Put some respect on his name.
I don't need to.
Put some respect on his name. I don't believe a damn word you're saying. Kyler Murray, good quarterback.
Let's not get carried away. He has 7 touchdowns on the year.
Good quarterback.
Barely won a game.
How many interceptions?
4.
Almost a 2-1. He'll be at a 2-1 after this week.
Okay.
Yards passing, pretty solid, right? Completion percentage, pretty solid, isn't it?
He's up and down on the yards passing because 300 or 170.
Total. What's his total?
1664, which isn't bad.
Over how many games?
7.
6.
64% completion.
10 games left, probably going to throw for 4,000 easy.
Okay. I'm still not on his...
Say you love him.
No.
Say you love him.
No.
Just say it. Come on, one time.
No.
I love Kyler Murray.
You do.
I love Kyler Murray. Come on, it sounds so nice.
I'm not going to say it.
All you got to do is say it. Just one time. We can move on.
Hey, I've said I hope he succeeds. I just
can't admit it.
It really doesn't sound like you do.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I might not.
Kyler Murray, apparently.
At this point, it's just like me being wrong, and I don't like being wrong. So
apparently, he walked into his bedroom one night, and Kyler Murray raised his head in surprise. Like, he's trying to run the air.
Is what it is.
Trying to run the air raid in here, buddy. Could you get out? Trying to spread it around a little bit, you know.
Also, see Kirk Cousins having a boomer second half.
He's already started. He's on his way. Sadly, because what does the carp say? Carper, in our league of record, said that Kirk would be okay. And dang it, he's right. Kirk's
since
okay.
Since he started, he's never been outside the top 10. Since he became a starter.
I still don't think he'll finished in the top 10.
He sure lost you some games to start the season.
I don't know where he's at right now.
He absolutely did. Well, I'm about to edumacate you on that.
Okay, do it.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, while he's looking, what do you think about the Jalen Ramsey trade?
I think it's a really high price to pay, but it's worth it. I mean, if you're the Rams and you have to get back into this thing, the NFC West is Niners, all Niners right now. the only way the Rams can
all Niners. The Seahawks are.
I know the Seahawks are good too, but I mean when I say it's all Niners, it's not all Rams. No. So they've got to do something because generally it's been a two team race. Now it's a three. So they had to do something. They had to do something to shut down other teams. And Jalen Ramsey is a really good
two
start.
Firsts and a fourth, I believe. Right.
Yes. And I
and he's said, only said, on contract through next year. That's it.
They'll sign. They'll get a deal done.
I would like to. Whenever you say it's not all Niners, I would like to point something out. All right.
While we're waiting, we'll keep talking about
the Niners have allowed.
Dude, the Niners' defense have been amazing.
One touchdown, I think, this year. No, six total touchdowns this year.
That's a big difference.
Six. Won a game. Yeah. That's ridiculous. None to a running back yet.
My bad. Phone's going off.
So, I mean, I watched him in person. It was against Cincinnati, but my God, they looked ridiculous. They looked like Super Bowl champions against Cincinnati. Of course, a lot of teams would. So, you know, I tried to take it with a grain of salt. But then, who did they play last week? The Rams? And just beat the brakes off the Rams?
They sure did.
Jared Goff threw for an amazing 87 yards and got me negative 2 points in the league.
Yeah, that was, my mind was blown on that one.
The greatest show on what the hell is he doing? Like, I want to say his passing volume, like the number of the completions he had wasn't that bad. And you're like, wait a second, 87 yards. Okay, good job.
What did the Rams receive for Marcus Peters? A viewer was asking, was it like a fourth and Kenny Young?
I don't know.
I don't know. Look it up.
It wasn't anything crazy. I know that. But yeah, I said it on the IDP primer on Wednesday. It's my favorite show of the week, so I don't have to deal with arms. Mm-hmm. So I said on that.
Mine too.
So I said on that mini episode there that Jalen Ramsey was going to kind of give the defense a little extra time to get to the quarterback. So yeah,
it was
so,
Kenny Young in a pick.
So I think you could upgrade some of those defensive guys on the Rams just with the addition of Jalen Ramsey. I think it was a good trade.
Are you ready to roll Aaron Donald back into your starting lineup?
No, not until Aaron Donald's always been more of a disruptor and not a stat stuffer. Last year
he was ridiculous.
Yeah, he happened to stuff the stat sheet last year, but I've never been a believer on his fantasy.
I've never been a big believer on the fantasy production of defensive tackles as a whole.
Right.
I mean, there are exceptions to the rule. The DeForest Buckners, the world. It's Linval Joseph or Joseph Linval? I think it's Linval Joseph.
Linval. Yeah.
I always say it backwards, though, because I can't read it right.
Rush Limbaugh? This is a fifth-round pick in Kenny Young. My God, Marcus Peters just, man.
But Donald is a... Other than last week, first time breaking 10 points. Ugh.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, I think we all agreed to that at the beginning of the year that he would be nowhere near last year's production.
Massive regression. And I know we talk about Talia a lot.
It's not atrocious anymore.
Yeah, but Dalia, good Lord.
Yeah, Dalia's
bad. The number one overall defensive end has 10 points a game.
And that stands for defensive back, too. I mean, outside of Landon Collins. So many corners in the top 20 IDP-wise. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And people keep asking, why won't you trade me Landon Collins? This other guy's not that much worse. Like, it's a gigantic positional advantage, that's why. Like, do you have Tracy Walker on your team? Okay, because I'm not trading Landon Collins for Tracy Walker and something.
Give me one reason to stay here, because my name is Tracy Walker. All I think about is Tracy Chapman when somebody says the name Tracy Walker. Okay. Or Luke Skywalker, or Walker Texas Ranger. Tracy Walker, time to get yourself an NFL football last name like he hate me. Okay. Time to do it. So let's dive in. Sits, starts, and real quick, Saquon Barkley's back this week. Already. Just want to throw that out there. Superhuman Saquon Barkley.
It's amazing.
Is back.
I will not put him in a single DraftKings lineup.
No.
I don't know, man.
I mean,
against the Cardinals, why not?
That's true. Wayne Gallman's hurt, too, so it's not like they're...
I mean, besides his price, I mean...
aren't as bad as you think.
No, they're not.
It's the run.
They're not.
It's because of Kyler Murray.
That has nothing to do with their run defense.
Has everything to do with it. Say it.
They've only allowed two rushing touchdowns this year.
Say I love. Mm-mm. Kyler Murray.
Negative.
The way I look at it, the Giants are at home. It's a high total game, and Arizona runs a fast pace. There's going to be a lot of plays. I just think, I mean, why not run him out there? Besides his price, he's expensive. I mean,
probably the most expensive, isn't he?
Yeah, with McCaffrey on a bye, Zeke not on the slate, on the main slate. So, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think he, because I looked at putting him in, I'm like,
I think he was the highest, 8,900, I believe.
But then I'm like, just coming off the injury, do they try to ease him in?
No.
And of course, it's Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley can break an 80-yard touchdown at any given time. He's that good.
Yeah, kind of like
he's 900 more than the second guy, which is Dalvin. So,
yeah. Who else can break an 80-yard run like that?
Dalvin.
There's one other guy. He played for the Raiders. Then he played for the Jets. Had 200-yard games, a bunch of them.
Isaiah Crowell.
There it is. That's him.
Just like
Saquon can break an 80-yarder at any time, just like that guy you just
He's
said.
Like Isaiah Crowell with talent.
Isaiah Crowell, that's it.
But with talent and, you know, real football skills.
Let's get to it.
All right.
Starts. Somebody give me a start for week 7. Somebody you fully believe in with your whole heart. Every fiber of your being believes in this guy. Start out with the guy that just makes you feel amazing.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but Danny Dimes.
Don't have him on my list, actually.
Hmm. Yeah, me either.
Hey, nobody lets the opposing quarterback light up the scoreboard quite like the Arizona Cardinals.
You're right. I mean, it's a great matchup.
Oh, no Patty Mahomes. Danny Dimes might be your new most exciting. Well, Kyler Murray. Say it. Yeah. I love.
I love.
Kyler Murray.
The Cardinals are allowing 2+ touchdowns a game to passing touchdowns. That's it.
Shut down. They got Patrick Peterson
is back this week.
They have they've allowed 16 touchdowns so far, though.
Patrick Peterson's
that's
back.
One guy.
Say I love.
He's a great one.
Peterson.
He's a great one.
He shuts down that half of the field.
But Evan Ingram's back this week.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley's back this week. Yeah. Golden Tate doesn't play on one side of the field.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Could the Giants win the Super Bowl?
No.
Sure. Sounds like that's what you're saying.
What's the record anyways? Are they 2-3?
2-3?
I don't know. 2-4?
The East is garbage.
That's what I'm saying. First place is 3-3. I mean, do they have a shot at the division?
They do.
Yeah, of course they do.
Everybody
does. 2-4.
So they're
one game behind. One game behind everyone.
That's sad.
Redskins are only 2 games behind. And they had a little bit of a tough time with Miami for a little bit.
Hey, before we go dive into this. I'm sorry.
Oh, we're wrapping it up?
No, hey, I'm sorry.
Thanks Short for show listening, today, guys.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Barks out.
But do you think that the Giants, or excuse me, the Chiefs should go try to find a better quarterback than what they have as backup?
No, they got Chase Litton on the team.
They don't.
What do you mean they don't?
They don't.
Oh, they don't need to find a guy. They got Chase Litton. They're good.
They don't have Chase Litton is what I'm saying.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Practice squad.
He's on the Jaguars.
What?
When did he make that move?
I'm just saying. I looked it up last night.
No.
I promise you. I looked it up last night.
His dad didn't even tell us?
When Bauer mentioned it, what? That's what Google said. Chase Litton is a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
What? When did this happen?
I don't know.
This is one of our favorite guys.
He's listed as a free agent. So he's probably on a practice squad.
He's probably on the Jaguars practice squad.
Yeah.
He could have been Gardner Minshew. Damn it.
Man, back home. I did not know that happened.
Sorry.
I shouldn't be that shocked because half the listeners are like, who? What? Chase Litton, one of our favorite, you know, underrated quarterbacks from a year or so ago. I can't believe
Chad Henne will be back next week.
They were developing him.
Chad Henne.
Is that a serious statement?
He's their backup quarterback now. Yeah, after he comes back off IR after week 8.
But isn't it like that guy's been in the league for 100 years?
Been around.
It seems like he has spot duty, throws for 400 yards, and then they're like, get back to the bench. We want Blake back.
Blake. But yeah.
All right. Who's your start?
Most of my starts going to be geared towards DraftKings, but
jeez.
I'm going to throw Fournette out there, which is, I mean, a given. But
got him on my list.
He's going to be chalk on DraftKings. He's 7,000. He's still not priced up with the elite, but
he's playing like it.
28 touches average over the last three games. The Bengals are dead last in yards per allowed rush.
And yards per allowed. Rushing
yards allowed.
They're also, see,
Bauer got us all mixed up. I can't even talk right.
They've also allowed the most rushing touchdowns out of anybody in the NFL.
Yeah, and they're two games at home, small sample size, two games at home this year. They've averaged allowed 262 yards against them a game at home.
Well, one of them was like 380-yard runs against the Niners,
yeah,
which was still ridiculous.
Right.
But, yeah, I think Fournette, you just plug him in. I mean, you're going to start him anyways, obviously, and redraft, dynasty,
hey, whatever. Barker, say it with me. Say I love
Kyler Murray.
Say I love Leonard Fournette. I love
Kyler Murray.
Just say it.
Oh, no, I don't love Leonard Fournette.
Just say it.
No.
He's performing better than Kyler Murray.
Oh, I've got him as a start this week. I'm definitely not arguing the fact, but let's say I love Kyler Murray. One, on three, everybody.
Can we move on?
Yep.
Who's your start?
I had Fournette. Kyler Murray. I had Fournette on my list as well. Matt Ryan. I think Matt Ryan is an excellent start this week. He's a guy you're probably not sitting anyways, but just want to clarify, they acquired the Rams, that is, acquired Jalen Ramsey. He's not going to play from what I'm seeing. They don't have Marcus Peters.
I think he does play.
How about he plays?
Think so?
Yep.
Well, if he plays, change that up a little bit. But if he does not play Matt Ryan, fine, you guys. I'll just skip down. New crush.
I think Ryan's still a good play if Ramsey plays. It's just I don't think Julio's.
I wouldn't suggest him as a must play. I wouldn't have him at the top of my list.
No.
But I'll go with Alden Tate because reverse the situation. Jalen Ramsey's not on the Jags. Not that Jalen Ramsey would have been covering Alden Tate, but it would have been harder for Alden Tate to get open for sure if Jalen Ramsey was there because it would have shifted another good cornerback over his way. But now somebody's got to cover Tyler Boyd. Auden Tate's probably going to get open a lot in that game. He's played well anyways. If you're hesitant right now on whether Auden Tate's a guy that you should be inserting into your lineup, quit hesitating. The targets are rising, and he's a big body that can go up and get it. Auden Tate, rest of year for me, unless A.J. Green stays healthy. Then we got a different situation. But even if he does.
Yeah, I think Green will be back soon.
Even if he does, it's going to be Green and Tate on the outside and Tyler Boyd in the slot. So, Alden Tate's still, I think he's a good guy to fire up, at least for a matter of weeks. Maybe all season.
I'll stick with my trend, which is quarterbacks. I think Goff's going to have a decent bounce back week. Atlanta has allowed 15 touchdowns in the air this year. It should be a fairly high scoring game. Even if they're playing from behind, because Atlanta, you know, has put up some points. If they're playing from behind, it's just more benefit for Goff to air it out. He's got a great receiving core. Last week was an aberration. I know he's not played great, but I think
aberration.
Is it aberration? Mm-hmm. Whatever. Stupid.
You're thinking of coalition.
Aberration.
Troopers
aberration.
Coalition.
There's aberration. Well, it doesn't matter. But I think he bounces back against a pretty rough Atlanta pass defense.
I like it. My quarterback play this week is Jacoby Brissett. He's 5,600 on DraftKings. They're at home off the bye. Houston they're in the bottom seven, bottom eight in pass defense. And Houston on the road have allowed 303 yards per game on the road this year in the air.
Also,
TY is healthy.
Pass blocking for Indy is ridiculous. Brissett, yeah. I believe, as far as quarterbacks have started every game, I think he's league low in sacks.
Yeah, Brissett, they've looked good. And I like them to win that game this week. They get Darius Leonard back this week.
I'll rip off another one. I'm going to go with another wide receiver, Alan Lazard. It's obvious. The top three wide receivers for Green Bay are out. Aaron Rodgers can make just about any wide receiver look pretty solid. Alan Lazard is a guy that has been talked up just like Jake Kumerow, like every Green Bay wide receiver on that roster and practice squad talked up for years. Alan Lazard, no different. They like him. He's probably going to have a Really good game.
And apparently,
against the Raiders.
Rodgers lobbied to get him in the game last week.
Yeah, he did.
Four catches, 65 yards, and a touchdown last week. So.
Yeah, in garbage time, basically. I mean, at the end of the game. So.
Yeah, no Devontae, no Allison this week. Scantling is questionable still. So, Lazard, I like it. 3K on DraftKings, minimum play, plug him in.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's a dirt cheap play, which should pay off quite well.
Yeah, his ownership projection is only like 6%, but I expect that to probably double come Sunday.
My next start is going to be running back Josh Jacobs. The Packers have allowed 107 rushing yards per game, 47 receiving yards per game to running backs, and 8 total touchdowns so far this year to the running back position. I think that kind of leaves Josh Jacobs to do what Gruden wants to do, and that's play old school football, run the ball. The Packers are susceptible to the run, and if they're going to win this game, if the Raiders are going to win this game, they've got to do it on the ground.
Oh yeah,
I could realistically, I think Jacobs can get in the end zone twice this week.
Yeah, I like Jacobs this week too. I didn't have him down, but I do like him, especially his DraftKings price. He's only 55,000 or 5,100 on DraftKings. So, yeah, I mean, the guy that's going to get 20-plus touches, yeah, I really like it. They're going to have to, like you said, they're going to have to run the ball.
In order to win. I mean,
Green Bay secondary is pretty, I mean, I wouldn't say elite, but they're top-notch
solid,
this year.
Definitely solid.
So, I'm going to suggest a running back that we've pretty much said that we're going to sit until he proves otherwise. But, man, I like Joe Mixon this week. I think this is his breakout game this week. He's 5K on DraftKings. He's not going to be owned much. Jacksonville's bottom 8 in yards allowed to the run. And I think they're going to – I know it. I'm probably going to bust on this, but he's got to have a good week one of these weeks, right?
I'm still worried about his line.
Well, yeah, the line sucks.
I'll give you credit from this aspect. He played the Seahawks, struggled. Overall, that's a good scheme, if not a good defense. The Niners' defense looks great. The Bills' defense is really solid. He performed okay against the Bills, though. He had, 17 points. Steelers,
I think this was his best game of the year.
It was. Steelers, he had 62 rushing yards, 10 points in that game. Cardinals, 11.9, but 93 rushing yards, didn't find the end zone. The Ravens struggled, but the Ravens, that's a good team. I mean, yeah.
I think this is the week. And it a ridiculous. I mean, it's a low price, 5K. I mean, for a guy that talented,
and he's got to be low owned.
Yeah,
he's got to be terribly low owned. He had 10 rushing yards last week. Nobody's going to be popping him in the lineup, and thinking they've got it won.
No, I'm pretty glad I traded my shares of him. I know he's talented, but even in Dynasty, like your window is not always open. So I mean, if you can get something good for Joe Mixon, like something good, something that's acceptable, even if he was having a crap season, which he kind of is, but acceptable. If it's going to help you win this year, I think you got to take it. I love the talent of Mixon, but how long is it going to take to fix that line?
He's
how long is it going to take
to
fix
that offense? 750 yards.
That's bad.
So I got a question.
Let's buy it. Okay.
The Bengals come draft time, probably going to have a top 5 pick for sure.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Top 3.
Do they go quarterback or do they address the O-line?
They better be the O-line.
They will probably go quarterback.
I don't think so.
But they should.
I mean, I don't know what top tackle prospects are coming out.
I was going to say, it's like the left tackle position has really fell off in value in the past probably, 5 years?
Yeah.
It seems like after, I think, Jake Long, there was a couple, top guys after that. But it seems like after that, there's 10th, 12th, 15th pick is the first tackle coming off the board.
Yeah.
The Bengals, I mean, if you're a Bengals fan and you're sitting there looking at Joe Burrow or Jake Fromm or even possibly Baker needs Tua sitting there, you got to do it. You got to do it.
I guarantee Zach Taylor thinks he can mold Ryan Finley into his quarterback if he gets some protection. Zach Taylor is a young coach. Probably thinks he can mold either one of those guys into a good quarterback if he just had protection.
The I know I always talk about how you build from the line in.
That's what we think. But apparently the NFL disagrees.
But the downside is if you do boost that line, then all of a sudden you're not in position to take a franchise quarterback. It's a double-edged sword right there.
Wait a year. You're not going to compete just because you take Kyler Murray, the Cardinals aren't going anywhere this year.
But you could very realistically get a very good left tackle, come back in the second round, get a very solid guard, and then get your an all-pro center in the third round.
Trade down twice, acquire four picks, use it all on offensive line.
So, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I think you're right, though. I think they'll go quarterback, but they shouldn't.
They should not.
And you'll.
I don't know, though.
Any Bengals fans out there listening are probably saying, screw Andy Dalton, get us a quarterback.
Get a Joe Burrow.
Probably.
That's what they're all saying right now.
Yeah.
They're all Ohio State fans. Everyone in Ohio is an LSU fan right now, too.
You mentioned Rosen. What's up with Miami just already going away from him?
They're ridiculous. I mean, listen, Josh Rosen hasn't looked great. Fitzpatrick looked great. Guess what? The line hasn't looked great. So, I mean, until they have an offensive line, they cannot fairly evaluate anyone. It's just if that team
decided to switch to Rosen, man, leave him in there.
Leave him in there.
I know it's in Buffalo this week, show. And they're probably going to get rolled.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Maybe they're hoping for some Fitz magic rolling out. It's like he used to play there, you know.
Maybe that's the case.
Could be. Either way, you got to be killing Rosen's confidence if he ever had any to begin with.
I don't know.
He's probably going to be on his third team in 3 years next year.
You're probably right.
He'll be somewhere else.
Say it wouldn't surprise me at all.
No, he'll be somewhere else, and they'll take like a fourth for him this time. Like, oh, give a second. You know, go 0-16, send him away for a fourth. You freaking way to go, Miami. Way to go.
But if you have an opportunity to take one of those elite quarterbacks,
he'll be Brady's backup next year.
You have to. I mean,
the good thing about Miami is if they take a quarterback, one overall, two overall, I'd be shocked if they fell to three overall.
They're going to be in position the following year to take the left tackle at one overall.
Oh, not even the following year. They're in position now. They can take Tua, pick one. They've got the Steelers pick. Steelers aren't doing anything. They can take a left tackle there.
Looking like a top 10 pick itself.
Yeah, they've got, they got Houston's first-round pick as well.
They're going to take Tua and Jerry Jeudy.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be a hell of a way to jumpstart your franchise.
Yeah. If they use their draft assets next year on quarterback and offensive line, use their free agent dollars on defense, who knows? I mean, they still need wide receivers. Not running backs, though, because Mark Walton.
All-pro.
Mark Walton. I do like him. I'm sorry, Mark. I'm not trying to be a dick to you, Mark. I do like you.
Marky Mark.
Okay.
Is this the same Mark? Wasn't he a Bengal for a minute?
Yeah.
And he got cut for DUI or something?
Drafted by the Bengals.
Yeah, he's been arrested numerous times.
Yeah, Bengals are like, we got Joe Mixon. We don't need Mark Walton. Mark my words. Mark Walton's going to make you pay. Someday, 2023.
Then Miami's like, we have no problem taking people with character issues. Bring him over. We took Ricky. I mean, he
went to college down at the U.
Yeah. Not right now.
Yeah. What's the worst that could happen getting around your old college buddies? What's the worst that could happen?
Shocked Miami hasn't signed Antonio Brown. Just shocked. Go ahead, bring him in. You're not doing anything this year. See if he can straighten up. Yeah.
Neither is he.
I get so sick of his tweets. His tweets are ridiculous. Dude, now he's like,
you know, he deletes them, though.
How many of y'all missing me on your fantasy teams?
500 comments of not me, nobody. Then one person like, lips to ass, like, bro, it's killing me not seeing you in the league. You're one of the GOATs.
My quarterback.
Another 250. Receiver. You suck. I'm so glad I didn't draft you.
He has taken up two teams' roster spots of mine.
Ridiculous. Assholes. Yeah,
you can't drop the guy yet, though.
No, you can't drop him. I mean, but I'm sick. Oh, I'm done playing in the league. How many of y'all miss me? In New England, if you want me back, I'm ready. come on, dude. Go away. Just go away. Let's get on with the starts.
John Brown.
Yeah, I don't think he's playing this week. He's hurt, isn't he? Hux? Bill's expert?
He's
playing.
I did not see him.
Is he playing?
He did not have an injury designation.
Yeah, so they took him off the injury report, I'm pretty sure.
Give me some Duke Williams.
No, but
I like Duke Williams this week, too.
Listen to this. So, play in Miami. Hollywood, they're deep threat. 4 for 147 and 2. A.B. Edelman, right, the fast, quick twitch guys, combined for 8, 107 and 1. Amari Cooper, 6 for 88 and 2. Dontrell Inman, 5 for 76. Keenan Allen is the number one on that team, kind of in theory with the John Brown being the number one. Keenan Allen had an additional 5 catches for 48 yards. And T-Mac last week, Scary Terry, 4 for 102. Get torched by the number one receiver.
Ooh, Armsey learned how to putt. Happy Gilmore reference. Armsey done research.
I just I've never been a John Brown fan, but I think that he's going to go off this week.
Putting on the greens.
He could. I mean, I think it's going to be more of a run game this week. But, yeah, I think John Brown gets at least one. That's all you need.
All you need for him to pay off, yeah.
Yeah.
Ready for a question? Alshon Jeffrey, McLaurin, Golden Tate. Who should I start?
Terry McLaurin.
From Golden Mr. Tate. Drew Rios.
Scary Terry.
I'm not starting Man. McLaurin against the 49ers. I'm going Tate.
I forgot he's against... You're right. I forgot he was against the Niners. My bad.
Then again, I don't mind Alshon against the Cowboys either. So
no, but tickle my Tate. I want you to tickle my Tate. Throw Golden in there.
Tate's been one game looked like star again, of course. But Terry McLaurin has kind of been somewhat matchup proof.
Niners.
Still the Niners, though.
I know.
Niners.
They're slightly susceptible to the pass, though.
Niners. Okay, I'm going to throw one out. It's time to go running back. Latavius Murray. Yep. Now, I don't love the matchup, but Kamara's out. Latavius is going to get pretty much all the run. Hell, you might see, is Devin Ozigbo still a Divine. New Orleans Saint?
Divine I think Ozigbo? He's a Jaguar.
Is he? Anyway, somebody else in New Orleans is going to get a little bit of carries, but Latavius looks, man, when Latavius makes a play, he looks good.
Well, and something to think about, like the Bears are...
Double entendre there. When he makes a play, he looks good.
The Bears are kind of middle of the road this year. They don't have that defense that went like 14 games without a touchdown to a running back.
But you don't love the matchup.
Oh, no, you don't love the matchup, but...
Latavius could exploit the Bears.
Yeah. With all the volume, absolutely.
Right. I'll throw the Vikings in there.
The price on DraftKings is set... Long before Alvin Kamara's ruled out, so Latavius Murray's cheap.
It's not that cheap.
What's his price?
$5,100.
Ooh, I figured it'd be.
They priced him up because he played a good bit last week. He had 8 carries and he had 3 catches last week, and I think they knew Kamara was banged up, so they kind of bumped him up. I mean, he's $100 more than Josh Jacobs. I'm not playing Murray over Jacobs. So
true. Yes, no doubt.
So
no doubt. Next one, I've got a tight end, and this is DraftKings play more than anything. Evan Ingram's going to be your number one, your number one tight end this week.
Should be.
The Arizona's allowed 100 yards and a touchdown in every game, basically.
Yeah. You play your tight end what they're averaging versus Arizona every week, no matter who you got.
I like Kittle a lot this week, too.
Yeah.
I think he has a shot to be George Kittle of 2018.
Speaking of someone who's going to have a breakout second half, I think he's going to kind of reemerge as the number 1A, so to speak, at tight end.
Zach?
What?
Who?
Kittle.
Oh.
Kittle.
Threw me off. We were already talking about Kittle. You let in like it was going to be someone new and fresh.
No, we were talking about second half breakouts earlier. I think Kittle's really going to, reassert himself as that top-flight guy again.
I'm glad you brought that up because we didn't have any declines. Real quickly, who do we expect to just fall off a cliff?
I know I'm going to sound like such an a-hole, but
Kyler Murray?
No, I think Austin Hooper.
Oh.
I think Austin Hooper because I think it goes more back towards Calvin Ridley.
I don't think so. Austin Hooper, he's here to stay.
I disagree.
I'm putting respect on his name.
Oh, he's good. He's good. But I think you're not going to see tight end number one for the second half of the season.
I think, obviously, Dalvin Cook is probably not going to have many games like he did the first three. The Vikings have learned they have to play a different style of offense to take control of the game. So I still think he'll be great. I think he'll finish top five, but he's not going to be your clear-cut number one over the second half of the season.
I tend to agree with that.
I love that answer.
I'm going to go, this is just out on the limb, and I don't even have it written down, but I have DJ wrote down, but DJ Chark, I think he's going to drop off second half.
I agree, actually. I think it's already slowly begun a little bit.
I actually had somebody they have Saquon, and I'm real set at receiver in this league. And I asked him, I said, what would it take to get Saquon? He's like, a lot. I'm like, well, tell me what a lot is.
I love that answer. A lot.
He said, Melvin Gordon and DJ Chark. I said, well, like, offer it up, bud.
Deal.
And I said, you know,
sign
what?
Sign me up.
I went ahead and sent it over to you. I'll take that deal for Saquon all day, every day.
Did the trade go through?
It will go through.
I think you might have overplayed that one. You should have been like, well, send it over. I'll think about it. He might be like, oh, crap. Why was he so quick to accept this? I predict that deal don't go through.
Well, I thought you meant like vetoed. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I was going to say, that's not a veto.
Not at all.
I don't know yet.
It's not going through. Let's say it again. I love Kyler Murray.
I love Kyler Murray. That sounds so good.
I love him. Love him. Okay. I'll throw a start out there. Jacoby Myers. Jacoby Myers versus the Jets. The Jets' secondary is always a little bit banged up all the time. Josh Gordon. He's banged up. I don't believe he's playing. He's probably going to be out a game or two at least. Jacoby Myers has looked good when he's gotten the chance. He's on deck when Josh Gordon is hurt or nicked up.
Dorsett's banged up too. I don't know about him either. So, could be Jacoby Myers' time.
I'm going to predict Jacoby Myers' first 100-yard game this week against the Jets. Don't know if he'll get in the end zone, but I think he'll go for 100. Take it to the Bark Bank. That's my Bark Bank this week. Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett.
He could probably catch 100 yards worth of passes, too. Brissett's a beast.
I'm going to go Mohamed Sanu. I like him.
Who? Mohamed, is he off the cover of Madden 96? I feel like he's been in the league for a million years.
He's 4,600 on DraftKings. He's going to be...
I was going to say 46 years old.
Yeah. I needed to say 25, but my math is just not what it used to be.
You know, that game's going to be pretty popular between Rams and Falcons, but he's looking at under 5% ownership. If Jalen Ramsey does play, he's most likely going to shadow Julio Jones. Yep. So, I mean, you're looking at Hooper, Ridley, Sanu, and just the ownership purposes, I like Sanu. And, Ridley's – I mean, they're all projected – double digits ownership.
Ridley's infuriating right now, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's looked better the last couple weeks, hasn't he?
He has. But, I mean, one of those weeks was, what, one catch, 9 yards, touchdown? So, I mean, he got you seven or – I don't know. Yeah. Austin Hooper just making even Julio Jones irrelevant right now. I know it's a little far-fetched. I'm just kidding. Real quick question, sit or start, Hunter Henry or Zach Ertz this week?
Hunter Henry.
I agree. The Chargers – Keenan Allen's dropped off a little bit. Mike Williams is coming back a little bit, but Hunter Henry, great game last week. I think Henry's a little bit safer than Ertz. Philadelphia plays who? Bauer, chime right in. The Cowboys.
Cowboys Sunday night.
I honestly think the Eagles are going to kind of run away with that game just a tiny bit to where they don't throw as much as normal. I think Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders get a pretty large workload.
I think it's gonna be a great game.
Dak Prescott statistically is not very good with Amari Cooper out of the lineup. I just don't think that offense is gonna get on track. The Eagles defense.
I think Cooper's playing, isn't he? I think he's playing.
I didn't check for an injury designation with him.
I thought he was clearly out for a week or two, but Amari Cooper. He's expected to play.
So it's
freaking mind.
Tyron Smith expected to play also.
God, Hux, way to ruin everything. I'd rather have been a dumbass on that than known he had to play and reverse my stance on air. Now I feel like a politician. I do believe Amari Cooper will play.
Okay.
Wrong. Okay. Give me a start. Kickstart my heart.
My next starts are going to be on defense.
Is that an XFL player?
Just a couple quick hits on defense. Nick Vigil, number one linebacker for the last 3 weeks. I mean,
a vigilante.
A lot of people probably still have him. A lot of leagues, you know, if they're not big IDP, probably still have him on the waiver wire.
Oh, yeah.
David Mayo for the Giants, number seven linebacker for the last 3 weeks.
Spread some Mayo on that fantasy team.
and apparently Rashawn Evans learned how to play football in the NFL.
So did Harold Landry. Harold Landry, yeah, Harold Sean Landry Evans. Looks,
yeah.
Both those guys are producing. I love it. Wesley Woodyard takes the back seat, but.
Evans, I think, was like 11th overall so far in the last 3 weeks. Starting to string together some production, which is great to see, especially for what they paid to get him.
Absolutely.
So both all three of those guys, I feel like the rest of the season should be fairly solid. Mayo, I question because I'm not sure how solid his starting position is. But you guys won't remember this. So
yeah, I think Ogletree's back this week. I don't know if he was out last week, but I know
even
he was
if
hurt.
He is,
I don't think he was.
Even if he is, Mayo is still going to get a lot of play.
I think Ogletree
was he back last week then?
I think he led the team in tackles last week.
They play a 3-4?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't pay attention to the Giants. it's
the Giants. Even with Danny Dimes there?
The offense aside, I don't pay attention to the defense. They never have good linebackers, so I don't pay attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had 9 tackles and a sack last week. Ogletree did.
Maybe it was the week before that he was out.
So, he was out the previous 2 weeks.
Okay.
That, so.
Yeah, they play a 3-4, so David Mayo is going to miracle whip up on some running backs this week.
I like it.
So, do you guys have anyone you want to add on defense?
Nope.
No, but I want to talk. I definitely want to throw in another offensive name. Ryan, your new starting quarterback for the Tennessee Titans, Ryan Tannehill. Listen, Ryan Tannehill, he's going up against the Chargers. Chargers, while they have a top 10 pass defense currently, guys on that team in the defensive backfield are just dropping like flies at the safety positions. Ryan Tannehill don't throw at corners or safeties.
He throws directly to the linebacker.
He throws at linebackers, and the Chargers linebackers are depleted as well. Denzel Perryman's probably going to be out.
They've been depleted since like
Junior Seau,
and then what? Sean Merriman for a minute.
Manti Te'o. When Manti Te'o left for his girlfriend or whatever, but Tannehill's gonna put it on him, and by put it on him, I mean he'll probably throw for 275 yards and a score.
Is that a start for you?
I'm playing a little bit. I think Tannehill has a good game.
He's 4,800 on DraftKings. You know, you might want to
damn near free. As far as for quarterbacks,
yeah.
This is where a lot of bye weeks start happening. You know, week 7, they start digging in. It feels like four teams out this week. Yeah, and Tannehill's a good plug and play to me against a Chargers team that he can actually beat with his intermediate middle of the field passes.
Yeah, I like Adam Humphries this week for them.
Oh, I love Adam Humphries.
I don't like the other two, but I like.
I
him
like
this
AJ
week.
Brown. AJ Brown can play that game for Tannehill.
I have a related start to that.
Okay,
Melvin Ingram, because
he's
the tight
out.
Out.
Melvin Ingram's out.
Yep.
Ah, Jesus criminy.
Do you guys do research?
How did I miss that?
See, it's not just
Look,
me.
I have 2 pages of research and didn't check his freaking injury status.
It's not just
Never
me.
Mind.
It was doubtful when I looked earlier.
Was he?
Quit hitting the table.
Well, if he plays or any freaking pass rusher for the Chargers, the Titans have allowed 4+ sacks a game.
We'll just switch it to Joey Bosa.
Yeah.
Bosa's always a start, though.
The next time you hit the table, the record might skip, so don't hit the table.
Damn it. How did I miss that?
How did
I check
miss that?
Everybody else's?
It's going to be okay, Arms. More starts before we move on to sits.
I think you can start the running backs for the 49ers or the Buffalo Bills. Any of them. Coleman, Breida, Gore,
Dude,
Singletary. I think you can, any of them, I think, will be
fire
fine this week.
Fire up your Bills. Fire them up.
Yeah,
I'm not afraid of any Bills offensive player this week.
No.
I'm not. Frank Gore.
I mean, they're 17-point favorites. They're projected to score 28 points. Which could, I mean, the only problem with it is Buffalo doesn't blow out anybody. That's the only problem with it. So I think
they will this week.
I think the defense is going to have to score to actually get them above that spread. But yeah, I'm confident in all those running backs. I love Breida. I love Coleman. Coleman's looked good the last 2 weeks. He scored a touchdown the last 2 weeks. They're both touching the ball over 15 times a piece.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jimmy G's not tearing it up in the air. They're playing a different style. They're playing a run game. They're playing a very efficient game based off their defense. Keep the ball away. Keep the defense fresh. It's really working for the Niners. But I will say, they're my team to take a step down over the second half. At some point, a wide receiver and Jimmy Garoppolo are going to have to win games for them. At some point.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have an elite guy. Other than George Kittle, and arguably
they don't.
Arguably, you could say that Jimmy Garoppolo is looking that good right now, but they don't have an elite guy at pretty much any other position. So, I'm with you, Bark. They do probably have to take a step back. I will throw in a trio of people I'm willing to roll out this week as well. It's going to be Yannick, Calais Campbell, and Josh Allen. The Bengals allow 3+ sacks a game. I feel like, you know, each of them have a strong opportunity to get to the quarterback. And hell, why not, right? The Bengals are terrible. At the end of the game, they're going to be trying to air it out because, honestly, it'll probably be fairly close.
Yeah, I like I don't have any names off the top of my head, but I like the Colts defensive guys this week. You can get to
the Deshaun next to nothing.
Well, I mean, it's just the Houston's offensive line's not very good. You're going to get some sacks on Watson.
And Watson, I believe, led the league last year in quarterback sacks. Like, he was the most sacked quarterback in the entire league.
And I really like that they get Leonard back this week. I think they're going to culture look good this week.
Leonard is that good to where you have to account for him. And it doesn't matter. Pass defense, you know, getting to the quarterback, you've got to put a hat and someone else paying attention to Darius Leonard. Are you guys ready to move to sits?
Yes.
I'll start on the defense because I've only got one sit on defense.
Hold on. 1 second. Sorry.
Okay, sorry.
Not really a start. I mean, you could, I guess, if you need somebody. But I saw that Jaguars tight ends, Swaim, O'Shaughnessy or whatever, they're all out. And Josh Oliver, their rookie third rounder, making his debut this week.
I like Oliver.
So I
liked Oliver in the offseason a lot.
You know, I went to go pick him up, and he's gone everywhere. Barker has him in a league. Somebody else has him in another league. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
Who?
Josh Oliver.
And Minshew loves throwing to the tight end.
I love Josh Oliver.
I'm just big guy, 6'5". I mean, they picked him in the third round. I think he's going to get some run.
I mean, the connection he had with Oshag Hennessy, I could see that definitely translating over Josh. I mean, think about it. Him and Oliver in the preseason, second team, right? Yeah, I mean, there's got to be at least a little bit
I don't know
of
how long he's
there.
Been hurt, so I don't know how much work he got.
Touche.
But still, I mean, at some point in time, they probably worked together over the training camp somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm so sad right now. So someone in our league just posted a really funny thing from Jay Cutler that I really wanted to be true, and it's not. It's one of those fake tweets. But let's read it anyways. Jay Cutler posts on Twitter, not for real. I threw the ball far, like really far. I miss that. People would come out from everywhere to see old Smokin' Jay wing some skins indiscriminately. Quarterbacks today are too worried about mistakes. No one cares. Just let that puppy fly and DGAF. Don't give a f-. Yeah. Yes, Jay Cutler. Even though it wasn't really you, yes. Anyways, back to the sits. I'm gonna throw a
Smoking
sit out.
Smoking
Jay Cutty. I'm sitting the whole Lions offense outside of Kenny Golladay. I think Kenny Golladay will still produce, but I'm sitting the rest of that offense. I don't like the matchup whatsoever. I think the Vikings are going to play one heck of a game. One heck of a game. I don't. Kerryon's kind of disappointed a little bit.
He has.
Marvin Jones is just not consistent. Matthew Stafford's okay, but I just don't like. I don't like the Lions against the Vikings. And the only reason I'm saying to play Golladay is some garbage time touches.
I mean, the Vikings are top three in run defense. They're middle of the road-ish against the pass as far as against the wide receiver. Tight end, I'm pulling it up right now, but even if they were, no, they haven't allowed a touchdown to a tight end yet this year. So, probably agree with you.
I mean, it's a bad matchup, but
I would roll Golladay out because I kind of I would have to in any league I had him.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to start him most likely no matter what.
To. And
I see this game being one of them like 17-13 games. I think the scoring can be down from both sides. It's in Detroit. I don't know. I'll stick with that game. I got Thielen as a sit this week. I mean, you're not going to sit him, obviously, like we just talked about Golladay. You're not going to sit him.
But in DraftKings.
In DraftKings, he's at 6,900. And he's just, there's so many other plays around him. I'm not playing him in DraftKings.
It seems like he always gets a touchdown. Yeah. Am I wrong with that? Like, it just feels like he's had a touchdown basically for like 6 weeks.
Damn good wide receiver, man. He's hard to beat. He's one of those tall guys in the mold of you know, what's that? What's
Marquis Colson?
Was that Giants kid from years ago that we all Ramsey's Barden? Ramsey's Barden. He's very Ramsey's Bardenish in his ability to go up and get the ball, and sometimes he don't know what to do with his hands, so he just reaches up and catches balls. Something He's like a big hairy American winning machine.
Since we're doing sits here, I'm gonna on the defensive side. I'm sitting if I have an okay option whatsoever. J.J. Watt. Alluded to it earlier, Jacoby Brissett, league low as far as in quarterbacks who started every game.
He's very elusive.
He doesn't get sacked. I mean, about one a game. And, I mean, if it's not J.J. Watt, you know, he might get it, but it could be, it's more likely to be somebody else.
Can I throw in a don't play Carlos Hyde kind of thing this week? Darius Leonard's back. He's going to have a chip on his shoulder. Hopefully doesn't get concussed.
Speaking of second half regressions, it's got to be coming for Hyde, right?
Oh yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Second half ups. Leighton Vander Esch. Way he's not going to rise up the rankings.
I 100% agree.
Knew you would.
So I'm about to throw some kind of disgusting stats at you guys.
Ooh, gross.
So I'm going to sit Darnold this week. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm not playing him either.
But here's why.
I got him on my sits.
The Patriots have allowed as many defensive touchdowns this year as they have offensive touchdowns.
I'm so glad we're with the CLNS Media Network right now as our network. You know, Boston. Go Boston.
So the Patriots have allowed to the Jets 2 defensive touchdowns. They allowed a defense touchdown to the Giants, a pick 6. All right. They allowed a 1 single passing touchdown to Danny Dimes. That's it for the season. Touchdown they've had.
That nickname is stuck.
They had a rushing touchdown for Josh Allen. Yeah. And then, like, the Sims kid or from Washington, somebody else.
Yeah.
I think it was Sims yeah. For like a 65, 85 yard, something like that. End around or whatever the heck he did, like where nobody had you on any fantasy team whatsoever.
Yeah, that defense has definitely been top notch.
They've allowed 3 total touchdowns on both offense and defense. That's ridiculous.
Indeed.
Which I'll just go ahead and tie it in. Probably try to avoid Le'Veon Bell if you can this week.
I've got him on my sits with Sam Darnold. Now listen, this is a quick change up. But we do have a show sponsor tonight.
Oh, awesome.
I haven't got a chance to tell you guys about our show sponsor. But I will show you, and then on our next live stream, I will show everyone that's watching as well. Today's show sponsor is none other than Blow Trophy. Blow Trophy.
Okay.
Dead serious. Blow Trophy. So the guys at Blow Trophy sent me over some of their product. It's a fantasy football trophy that you blow up. It's a blow-up fantasy football trophy, 20 inches
definitely
wide.
Definitely not what I thought this was going to be.
No, but no. It's not a Jenna Jameson doll just on a trophy podium. It's actually a trophy that you blow up, 20 inches wide, 24 inches tall. They also have fantasy football koozies that say, friends don't let friends draft drunk. I blow at fantasy football. Lots of cool fantasy football koozies. I've got the friends don't let...
Vision.
I've got the friends don't let friends draft drunk. They sent me that one because I do not blow at fantasy football. Thanks, Blow Trophy, for recognizing, you know, my prowess in the fantasy football industry. Woo! They've got football stickers. They've got lots of cool stuff, and I appreciate them sending that over. So go to blowtrophy.com if you would like to get your own blow-up trophy, koozie, or sticker.
Is there a code or anything?
No code.
Okay.
Pearl Jam. No code.
I will also point out, talking about Le'Veon Bell, I know, Hux, you want to talk, but I don't really care.
He wants to talk, but even if we let him, he'll be like,
He does have a little bit of PPR DraftKings value, but the Patriots have only allowed a total of 522 yards to running backs this season. I mean, that includes...
Hold on, say that again.
522 total yards to running backs this season.
Out of 6 games?
Mm-hmm.
That's not terrible. Right under 100 a game.
0 touchdowns. That makes some pretty bad fantasy week.
Yeah.
Pretty bad fantasy week. Yeah. If you're happy with that, reevaluate your team.
That's why I went on Fire Sale last week.
You're like, damn it, I have too many people playing the Patriots rest of the season.
I traded Le'Veon Bell last week. I knew he was playing the Patriots this week.
Any sets left for you, Mr.
Huxtable?
I put Redskins, Dolphins, Titans, sit wide receivers. I just set them all. Redskins are playing the Niners, Dolphins are playing the Bills, Titans have Tannehill at quarterback. Except for Adam Humphries. I don't like any of those guys.
I like AJ Brown there.
I do too.
I'm not going to go pound the table and put, you know, but he might be a sneaky, like DraftKings.
He could be.
Very low owned.
Yeah, they're cheap too. He's 3,800.
Every couple weeks, he has a decent game. And we've all agreed that Marcus Mariota sucks.
That was geared more towards season long. DraftKings is different because of their price. Corey Davis is only 4K. AJ Brown's 3,800. Humphries is 3,400. So, I mean, they're really cheap. And Tannehill's 4,800. So, I mean, you can get them all.
I might do a Asker. It's only $3 with Corey Davis and AJ Brown.
Stack with Tannehill.
Yeah, why not?
Go for it. Don't do Davis and Brown. You got to at least throw Humphries in there.
No, not going to do it.
I got Josh Jacobs as a sit this week too. What? Yeah, I don't like him at Green Bay. I really don't. Even with the wide receivers out,
they're like the 32nd ranked run defense.
I honest to God, I think Green Bay is going to get up on the Raiders quick. Top three wide receivers or not, Aaron Rodgers is going to find a way to get it done this week. I don't think Josh Jacobs gets more than 12 carries.
I think Oakland wins the game.
You would, Raiders fan.
Perhaps, yeah. But they're playing well.
That's the one we need to come back to because it is a bold call. So let's come back next week and see if Josh Jacobs was indeed a good guy to sit.
I will give you a game-related sit. Darren Waller.
Yeah. How dare you?
The Packers have only allowed 35 yards a game to the tight end position. One total touchdown year to date to tight ends. Waller's a little bit inconsistent to begin with. The Packers will shut him down.
Yeah, he just got paid too, so he's just going to sit back. Yeah, I got my money.
He don't care.
I did what I needed to do this for 5 weeks to get paid.
Yeah, he absolutely did. Absolutely.
I got a couple quarterback sits. I think we already talked about the Vikings Lions game. I got Stafford as a sit, and then I got Jimmy G as a sit, just because I think they're just going to ground and pound.
My last sit, AP. I know you mentioned, you know, that game. San Francisco allowed so far 346 yards in the ground, no touchdowns whatsoever to running backs, and including their passing yards to running backs, 467 total yards.
Chris Thompson out this week. Wendell Smallwood expected to play his role, so he could.
Smallwood might have a little bit of value. But they're still pretty stingy pass defense against running back, too.
They're not going to get blank completely at home there. So I think somebody will have something relevant.
Hopefully.
You would think. I thought that with the Rams last week, too, and that didn't happen. So Rams, a much better team, did nothing. So don't listen to me.
Yeah. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Brian
Hux. I just write stuff down and say it. I don't even know what it means half the time.
All right. Bark, anything else?
Negative. I mean, I've got a lot of team things. I'll just go through those, which you guys have already said. Redskins, sit them. Saints, I don't like Saints this week outside of
Murray.
I like Latavius.
Yeah,
Murray.
I'm not paying up for Michael Thomas on DraftKings this week. It's 7,900.
No, I mean, in redrafting Dynasty, you got to play Michael Thomas. It is what it is. I mean, that's a...
You don't like Teddy Roosevelt?
That's a given. No, not this week. Not so much against the Bears.
I like the Bears this week.
I mean, Michael Thomas will get his. I don't think anyone else is going to get theirs. So, I don't even like Bridgewater. Just because Thomas gets enough, that doesn't mean Bridgewater's going to get enough. So
I think the Bears will likely win this game.
Yeah, I don't know. But
I mean, no Kamara, you know, and it comes down. I know Latavius Murray's capable, but it comes down to basically Teddy Bridgewater and Michael Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, Saints on the road, Bears coming off a bye. I like the Bears this week.
And let me be clear on Latavius Murray. The only reason I got him as a start is volume. I don't think he's going to tear the world up against the Bears, but I mean, volume. Volume will get you 10 points almost every time.
Yes.
He could go 40 yards and a touchdown and give you the value you need.
Absolutely.
And that's very possible.
And he'll have a few catches.
Even if they get behind by a decent amount, he had three catches last week.
Right.
I think Dwayne Washington's their backup. I'm not sure who else they have. So he should easily have at least 15 touches.
Yep.
Should be pushing 20 plus, but it just depends on how bad the game gets out of
hand. He can catch out of the backfield, yeah. He's not a one-dimensional guy like an AP is.
No.
I do have one more sit that I overlooked, and this is a DraftKings-related sit. I'm sitting Diggs. Like, show me more. Other than what you did last week. I'm sorry, but...
You should be sorry.
He had another game of decency.
I must be the wrong one.
Another game of being decent this year. That's it. Like, Diggs, okay, you've got four total touchdowns on the season. Three of them came last week, but other than that, you've not been that good. In DraftKings, I'm not willing to pay for him. I think there's more upside around him. I don't trust that offense right now. I think Kirk Cousins will be fine year long. I just don't know. It's like, we're going to devote to the run, so let's just run it 100% of the time. All right, the wide receivers are squeaking a little bit. Let's throw it a ton. I'm unsure of, other than Adam Thielen, unsure of where any volume's going to go.
Right. Let me tell you a little something. You know something, brother. Let me tell you a little something, brother. Michael Bauer, brother, of the Dynasty Rewind, brother, has said on our league chat, brother, this is more fun than doing the Dynasty Rewind, brother. You're absolutely right, Bauer. It absolutely is. No, I missed the Dynasty Rewind. Go listen to the Dynasty Rewind. But it is nice, I will say, from last week.
You have to
go
back a couple of weeks, but you have to...
Right.
Yeah, they don't release very often, is what I'm saying.
What I will say is it is nice to take a little time off here and there. I really enjoyed my week off last week. It got me retooled for this week. So enjoy being able to watch it live, Bauer. Enjoy the week off, even though you guys are planning to record this weekend. But, hey, thanks. Bauer's our biggest fan. Can you be our biggest fan? If so, enter to win it. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, Michael Bauer is probably he's our dude. So if you think you're a bigger fan of the Back Row Fantasy Show than Bauer is, prove it. Prove it on our Twitter. Prove it on our Facebook. By the way, our t-shirts, our Midwest Expo t-shirts, the white t-shirt with the logo, those are on sale, $12 shipped. You will get one in the mail, $12 shipped, backrowfantasyshow.com. Click on store.
You have any 3X?
I think I do. So those are on sale for $12 shipped. If you need one, want one, go grab one, backrowfantasyshow.com.
We've been, we'll get it on the store, so to speak, but been talking about kind of changing up the shirt design that we do and getting some different collars. So kind of those sell out, we're going to go with a variety of collars.
And, absolutely. Yeah, this was just a special run just for the Midwest Expo. It was kind of like our Midwest Expo style shirt. So if you want that one, it's on sale. The new ones, when we do get the collars in, they'll be back to $19.99, but if you want a good deal on a Back Row Fantasy Show t-shirt, we've got those Midwest Expo version shirts, $12 shipped.
Sounds like a good deal to me.
It's a great deal. It's a Back Row Fantasy Show shirt.
$12. You can get a t-shirt at Walmart for $12. Buy this one.
Well, yeah, but it's got Pikachu on it. you get a t-shirt at Walmart, it's got Pikachu on it. Led Zeppelin.
If you go to the gym, make it a cutoff. There you go. It's worth $12.
Bada bing, bada boom. Or just support your favorite podcast. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
I am.
Cash me outside, bitches. How about that?
I am.
You're what?
Supporting my favorite podcast.
Oh, the Dynasty Rewind?
There we go.
I should have worn my Rewind shirt. I've got Rewind. I've got Ball Blast. I probably need to get a Trade Addict shirt. So, Trade Addicts, if you're listening, I'd like a t-shirt.
Yeah, if you're just sending t-shirts out, I'll take one too.
Yeah, does anybody see Lambert? I've got his T-shirt in here.
He looked for it last week.
We couldn't find it.
It was in my home down below the studio. Because
whenever I was down there with Heather, I couldn't find it either.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Be sure to rate and review. Be sure to show your support. If you're a fan of the show, we'd like to know. Let us read your messages. Ask us for advice. Everybody that's watching the stream asks questions. We love answering them. By we, I mean me and Arms. Hux don't effing talk, but just playing. It's all good.
Hux, do you have any DraftKings you like to talk about?
Well, I mean, I've said a good bit. All my starts and sits were DraftKings related, but just a quick 30 seconds of some stacks I like.
30 seconds
is all I need.
Nobody likes.
All right,
me.
Hold on. I'm gonna start this timer.
I got a timer.
Just wait. Do you?
I got it.
I'm gonna beat this probably by like 20 seconds.
Okay. Really? And you're on the clock.
Brissett, T.Y. You run it back with Hopkins. I like Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews with Hollywood Brown likely out, and I like the Rams stack of Goff with either Cooks, Kupp, Woods, a combination. Those are my three favorite.
Did you just realize you said cup some wood?
I did.
You done?
I interrupted his 30.
Damn it.
He did it.
Let me
ask
you.
All I needed was 30 seconds.
You probably don't look into this a lot.
30 seconds with Hux.
But do you like any...
That's what your wife says.
Yeah.
Any bargain really price no defenses? Longer than that. It seems like a defense every week goes off, and that's what wins the big money.
You need the defense.
Are there any bargain price defenses you like?
Half hour of power with Bark, by the way.
I mean, the Colts are priced at 2,000. I don't mind them against Houston.
Okay.
Bengals are 2,100. I mean, they're down there. I mean, they're at home. I know they're trash, but they can get some interceptions off Minshew. And
what? Minshew's thrown one interception all season.
Four. Yeah. But yeah, I like the Colts on the low price. I like the Colts. I like the Bears at 3,000. I think they're underpriced.
This week. The Bears at 3,000.
3,000. I like them.
That's what I'm talking about for a bargain price defense.
Yeah, those are my two favorite defenses.
I don't need the cheapest defense. I need a good defense for
Bears. I got them bargain. I got them plugged in. The one lineup I've made so far.
All right.
Or you can pay all the way up top and take Buffalo for $4,300.
I keep forgetting.
Isn't that crazy?
To play DraftKings. I need to play DraftKings.
You need to play DraftKings.
I love it.
I keep forgetting.
It's addicting.
It is.
Don't do it.
Apparently not. I have played this year. I played the first 4 weeks, and I've forgotten the past two.
I blew straight through my first $100. I put another 100 in, and I'm up.
There you go.
I'm up four from there. You got money
to play with now.
I'm on my first 50 bucks still. I got half of it. $24
because you don't play.
I know. That's what I'm trying to get
at.
You
play to win the game.
My God, Captain Obvious, start a website, sell hotel rooms. Freaking hell.
Oh, my God. So good to have you back.
Yeah, it's been freaking great. It's been great. God, great.
I've thought about getting into the hotel business. That'd be
good. Me too. I'm out of the podcast. God, art.
Are you still here?
I can't say the F word.
Still here? All right. You out?
No. Let's keep it rolling.
I don't want to keep rolling.
Should we play rolling?
Nobody's been listening to us for at least 5 minutes.
Something, 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 because we riding dirty. I'm riding dirty. Gonna catch me riding dirty. Hey, thanks for listening, guys. Barks out.
Good night.
See ya.
This concludes another episode of the Back Row Fantasy Show. Thanks for listening. And be sure to give us a review.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.